The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
All right, welcome back. Hanging out with you here in Toledo. What a beautiful day here at the Q105. Mostly sunny and nice with a high of 75. Yeah. 52 now at the Q. Denny and the girls hanging out with you. On Arlington, South Toledo. Susie's here, Mother Teresa's here, and of course, the sexy Paul.
Good morning.
And I understand your stalker has reappeared.
Yes, sir. I saved the recording this time, and right, I emailed it to you.
So. Right, I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, nice. She probably missed you yesterday at Walmart.
Yeah, you could say that.
There you go. All right, so we're mourning the fact that the Morning Rush was blown out yesterday. They fired him, and they're outsourcing the show to somebody who doesn't live in Ohio, in the city, or even in the state. And they're trying to cover it up by saying that, this is what the listeners want and they need, which is crap, all right? It's just crap. Now, I don't blame management here locally for it. This is all corporate undoing. What sucks is the local people are being disingenuous. That's the part that chaps my behind. They're running liners on there right now that say Morning Rush. They fired them yesterday. That'd be like, you know, me getting fired and you still run Denny Schaefer in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, it's not like you getting fired. It's like you and all of us getting fired. That's the sad thing. Anytime a business lays people off or fires people, it's
I mean, it's one thing. Toledo, if you're going to fire somebody, then put the new people on the next day. They didn't even do that. They don't have their ducks in a row. They're lying to people. They're playing all this music. So if your Morning Rush has been interrupted, call the show. We'll let you vent. 419-240-1055. Lindsay, you're on Q105 in Toledo. What do you want to say?
I turned on the radio to listen to what I listen to every single morning for the last 10 years that I've lived out here. I've listened to Demetrius, and I am so upset because that's the only reason I listen to that stupid station. I changed it as soon as the music came on because that's not my demographic. The show was my demographic, so they just lost an entire age group. I'm just so tired of this.
But in their memo, in their memo, it says we always do our best to ensure that we're creating or that we're meeting our listeners' needs and providing them with the best and most relevant content. Are you saying, really? Lindsay, that your needs are not being met?
Well, no, I don't have any need to listen to a Detroit station that's not local. These people were local and made me feel at home in a new city when I moved here. And it was like, it was just something comfortable.
It's like you lost a friend.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is, yeah. I've been listening to Demetrius since he started on that show.
So, Lindsay, what do I got to do to be your friend?
Well, I love that you guys are being so outraged, just like I feel. So I saw you guys on the station number on a feed that was talking about the Morning Rush being fired, and so I decided to tune in, and this is the first thing I heard, and I was happy that someone's speaking about it.
Well, we'll be the only ones, trust me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, give us a try. Give us a try, Lindsay. Give us a couple days of listening, and here's something that you'll discover. We suck, but we suck here in Toledo.
Are you going to have Demetrius like visit or something? Because dang it.
It's called non-compete.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
they can't.
He still have that clause? He was fired.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. There's always non-compete for 3 to 6 months usually after you get blown out. You can't be on any of the radio stations.
Oh, okay. That's probably true.
We'll reach out to him, and if he can go on. Oh, yeah. I used to do a thing back in the 90s when you were like 8 years old. And whenever anybody got fired, I'd invite
him. I'm not that young.
When people got fired in radio, I'd invite him into the show, and they'd come in if they didn't have a contract. And we go on the air and let them say goodbye to Toledo. So Demetrius or any of the staff that got fired yesterday, if by chance you don't have a non-compete, you're welcome to come into our studio and go on the air and say goodbye to Toledo. So that I'll extend that, Lindsay, to everybody yesterday.
Because you guys are being real, you're going to get my listening for a while, and I'm going to see how you guys, I'm going to feel you out. But
we enjoy that.
I'm upset about this.
We do.
I don't blame you. All right, Lindsay, thank you.
All right.
See you, bye. All right, Jenna, you're on the queue. What do you got?
I'm totally disappointed in this. I mean, I used to flip between the Morning Rush and you guys, and I mean, I'm so sad for Megan Mick. Like, this is completely, I'm distraught right now.
I know.
Well, you're not alone. And I'm glad that you're, you know, you at least called us to vent because there's no other place you can go. I'm sure they're not taking calls over there and they're just giving you. Well, I'll tell you the stock answer. I've got it right here, what they're supposed to tell you. It's just crazy. But well, we appreciate you listening, Jenna.
And I'm sure that if they're listening, they appreciate it, too, because they need to hear those encouraging words. That makes them feel good, too. So
I have a 45-minute commute from Adrian to Toledo, and, you know, I have to listen to somebody, so I'll be listening to you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, once you get to Blissfield, you can pick us up. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
And you got to remember that Demetrius is a comic, so if you want to see him, he's probably doing Fat Fish Blue, something like that. He does tour.
Go up on his website.
That's true.
Send him a message or something, or you're already ahead of me.
That's how I first learned of him, is because I saw him at the Funny Bone thing.
All right, there you go. You want to vent? We had a bunch of people on hold, but I got chatting, and I didn't get to you right away.
No
so
worries.
If you want to vent about this, you can call the show, 419-240-1055. Somebody, you know what we could do is we could give a former Morning Rush listener the tickets to Matchbox 20.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That would be really
But I don't
nice.
Know how we can really make that a contest without somebody just going up, like, oh, yeah, I'm so destroyed. And then, hey, can I have those tickets?
Well, what if you just tell us what they miss, what they will miss the most?
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right, 7:33. Don't move. More to come. You're listening to Toledo's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center. DunnChevy.com, where a great deal.